Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and it's still just you and me, and we're trying to get Bob Fisher on the line. He's going to be here probably just in just a little bit, but I want to talk to you about something. Bob's one of our investment advisors. He's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, but I just need to get some things off my chest here on Wall Street. You know, if you've been listening to my show very much, you know how disgusted I am with Wall Street. And I don't know what to do about it, but I'm very disillusioned and disappointed and disgusted with Wall Street, with the whole environment, that community up there. I've decided, and I've been saying this for a while now, and I've talked to some people who are a lot smarter than me about this, a whole lot smarter than me about this. And initially they argued with me. They didn't agree with me. But lately some of them have come back and said, you know, Jim, I think maybe you're onto something. And one of them even gave me a term to use that made my point better than I was making it. As I said, he's a lot smarter than me. And that is this. Wall Street is no longer, in my opinion, is no longer... I'm not sure it's safe for the average retail investor. And Bob Fisher's probably going to argue with me about that. He's got a method that he uses called rules-based investing that I know is good. But I just don't trust Wall Street. I just don't trust them. The rules that they have come up with, the methods that they use, the strategies that they deploy, the technology that they use, that is not in favor of an independent individual retail investor. That's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned that Wall Street has become, and you've heard me say this before, Wall Street, I believe, has become the enemy of capitalism as you and I know it. Wall Street is my friend Gary Moore helped me define this. He says it's management capitalism, not investor capitalism. What that means is investor capitalism is where you know, you and I are in, and okay, the big guys, the big investors, the institutions, they have an advantage over you and me. No, I don't have a problem with that. But when the people who are doing the trading in the between the buyer and the seller, when they're managing for their own account, and that's what I'm calling management capitalism, when it's more about their own account than it is about the people they serve, then that's where I think we have a problem. And so they got too big to fail. Have you seen that movie? I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. When they got too big to fail, and they got bailed out back in 2008. And I guess somewhat in 2009, then, you know, they took all those risks, and a lot of people lost a lot of money, but a lot of those companies got bailed out too. A lot of those banks got bailed out too. And so I just think that, and I was saying this 5-6 years ago, before I really understood as much as I do now, and I'm still learning. I was saying 5-6 years ago, you may remember, I was saying Wall Street is at cross purposes with Main Street. The things that were good for Wall Street were not good for Main Street. See, it wasn't that way in most of the 20th century. And so this, I am very much concerned, and I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not smart enough. I'm not qualified to tell you what to do with your investments. But I will tell you this, you'll never lose a nickel by not having a jaundiced looking at Wall Street with a jaundiced eye. It'll never hurt you to keep a jaundiced eye, to keep a skeptical view of Wall Street. I just don't think that will ever hurt you. Wall Street has got. I don't know how we're going to fix it, folks. But what's going on at Wall Street right now is something I would keep my eye on if I were you. And I'm not telling you not to invest on Wall Street in stocks, bonds, etc. I'm just telling you to be careful because I don't think it's rigged. I think it's rigged and not in your favor. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.